Good morning and welcome to Apple A Day. It's Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life and take charge of your health. I'm Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Jana Sundin. She's one of the newest members of our medical staff. She is a nurse practitioner in family medicine, offering care both in our Ashby Clinic and our Fergus Falls Clinic, and I'm excited to introduce her to our listeners this morning. Jana, thanks so much for taking some time to be with us.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a little bit about your background and what your career has looked like up to this point.
I have been in healthcare for many years. I first started as a CNA when I was 16 and had a goal of becoming a nurse. And that led me into pursuing a career at St. Scholastica in Duluth, Minnesota. And while in my undergrad program, about to graduate, one of my instructors really encouraged me to go on to be a nurse practitioner and had shown me some different options in the local area where I could go to further my career. And so we ended up moving to Fargo, where I worked a couple of years at now Sanford. It was Maricare then, before applying to go to grad school, and worked all through grad school as a nurse on a med-surg unit, and then oncology and palliative care. And then on my off days, I worked for the Women, Infant, and Children's Program for five different counties in northwest Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
And once I graduated, I started at Essentia Health in Detroit Lakes and worked in ER for a short period, and then urgent care and family medicine while the clinic I was hired for was being built, which is out in Pelican Rapids.
Okay.
And I've been in Pelican Rapids for the last, well, it was just over 11, going on 12 years.
Wow.
Yep. And now I'm here at Lake Region.
And we're so glad that you're here. What was it about coming to Lake Region Healthcare at this point in your career that made you choose this move?
We live closer to the Lake Region facilities than to any of the Essentia facilities. And so we've utilized Lake Region periodically and had a good experience for our kids, for ourselves. And I wanted to really provide care more locally in the community where I live.
That's great. Going back to your choice to pursue medicine, what was it that made you think that was the right career path for you?
When I was 10 years old, my grandma was diagnosed with breast cancer that was metastatic, and she was terminal. I had the opportunity to have my grandma with me all the time because we lived in the same yard. So my grandpa built the house that I grew up in. My dad bought it from my grandmother, and when he bought the home, he had another home that she could be right on the property with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she was ill, I was 10 years old, and I would go over there every day and help take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was with her, she had said, you know, I really think you should be a nurse. Mm-hmm. You've taken such good care of me, and I think you could take care of people, you know, really well when you get older. And so that really was what spurred me on to want to, you know, go into healthcare.
Mm-hmm. You're really giving a tribute to your grandmother every day that you come to work. That's so cool. When I think about all of the different kinds of experiences you have been in, emergency medicine and palliative care and oncology and working with Women, Infant, and Children program, you have such a breadth of experience. How does that help you relate to your patients?
It's experience. I mean, so that was intentional. A lot of that was intentional because I planned to do family medicine when I pursued my career. And I feel like the more experiences that I could gain, the better I could serve my patients.
Mm-hmm.
And so I enjoyed that variety. And I feel like that's made it so that I can tackle a lot of different things in family medicine that I wouldn't be able to otherwise.
For sure. So what does it mean to you to provide really high quality care to your patients? What's your care philosophy?
So my thought is that my patients should understand what's going on with their health care and be an active player in their health care. You know, my job is to give guidance and to provide, you know, evidence-based information. And then it's really up to the patient how they want to you know, move forward with what they do in their pursuit of being at optimal health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. That's really core to our mission of partnering to enrich life through health. That's partnering with the patient, right? And,
yeah.
And remembering they're the expert in their life. What is it that you find you like most about working in healthcare?
Variety. I love variety. Mm-hmm. So during certain things that I'm doing, I'll be like, oh, this is my favorite part of my job. But I say that very like randomly and with a lot of different things I'm doing in my work. Every patient is different. Every circumstance is different. The nice thing about family medicine is I can do procedures and I can do chronic disease management and I get to see babies and, you know, watch those babies grow into really cool people. Yeah. And so I like just that that vast variety.
What about when you're not working? What do you enjoy doing in your free time?
I have a very varied life there too. So I always tease my husband that I love coming up with home improvement projects that are way harder and more difficult to complete than anticipated, which tends to, it ends up fine, but, you know, that's one of the things that I like to do. Right now, we're working on converting an old Bluebird school bus into an RV.
Oh,
wow. And so we gutted out an old RV and we're, you know, gutting out this bus and swapping all that stuff into there. So that's kind of fun.
Wow.
And I enjoy singing and playing piano and playing trumpet. I do a lot of games with family and things like that. Enjoy watching my kids play sports, those types of things. So, yeah, kind of random.
Lots of variety there, too. You
yeah.
do like variety. When I think about your harder than anticipated, those are the kinds of projects we never would have started if we knew how hard
right.
they were going to be, right?
Yes.
But how rewarding when they come together.
Right.
Oh, that's great. So I mentioned you are practicing in both Fergus Falls and in Ashby. What's your schedule? When are you available where and how do patients connect with you?
Yep. So I am in Ashby on Monday and Friday, in Fergus on Wednesdays, and then I'm available virtually any day, but I have a dedicated virtual day on Tuesdays.
Great.
Yeah.
So one way to make appointments for each one of those ways, or how do patients find you?
Yep. So they can either call here to schedule, or if, you know, more likely to go online and want to do it that way, I do have open scheduling. So even if you haven't seen me, you should be able to schedule online with me.
And that's through MyChart.
And that's through MyChart, which
right.
is a really nice option. And that also, MyChart allows folks to be able to send me emails, access all of their health information, so it's really a nice tool.
That's really fabulous to hear, and to remind our listeners that MyChart is a tool to help you manage your health,
yeah.
and with open scheduling on Jana's schedule, it's a great way to find her, schedule when it's convenient for you to do that, communicate with her and the care team. So, and I'll just mention the appointment line, 739-2221 for appointments with Jana or any of our family medicine practice providers. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about you or your practice here at Lake Region Healthcare?
Yep. I always try to have at least a couple of visits each day set aside for my patients who need acute care so that if they need to get in for some unexpected illness or something like that, they're able to see me, the primary, versus having to see someone that they're not familiar with.
So accommodating. That's really what I'm hearing in your approach in Fergus Falls and in Ashby, virtually setting aside time for acute patients, just a really accommodating practitioner. And I know people will really appreciate that. Before we close, I always like to ask, if you could give our listeners one health tip today, what would that be?
You know, everyone should be on vitamin D, almost everyone, I should say. Always ask your, you know, the clinician that you see what they recommend for you. But we aren't able to make vitamin D during the winter months, and a lot of our levels go fairly low, and that can make us feel more tired and just isn't great for our overall health. So being on a vitamin D supplement can be very helpful.
Great winter health tip. From Jana Sundin, nurse practitioner new to the Lake Region Medical Group, and spending some time helping us get to know her better, and welcome her to the team. Thanks so much, Jana. We're glad to have you on board at Lake Region Healthcare and look forward to getting to know you better.
Thank you.
Jana Sundin and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day today reminding you, at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.